HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Hell and Other Destinations, a 21st Century Memoir by Madeleine Albright with Bill Woodward. This is the author. A note before we begin. For journal entries from Ruzhina Shpiglova, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/Hell and Other Destinations. To life. What I love about the theater are arrivals, departures, and returns, entrances and exits, from the wings to the stage, and from the stage to the wings. It's like going from one world into another. And on stage, I love gates, fences, walls, windows, and of course doors. They are the borders between different worlds, cross-sections of space and time that carry information about their contours, their beginnings, and their ends. Every wall and every door tells us that there's something on the other side of it, and thus they remind us that beyond every other side, there is yet another side beyond that one. Indirectly, they ask what lies beyond the final beyond, and thus broach the theme of the mystery of the universe and of being itself. At least I think they do. Václav Havel, from Leaving, a Play, 2008. Preface. Since ancient times, we humans have had much to say about hell. Hercules' 12th labor was to subdue the multi-headed hound that guards its gates. Dante used the Inferno as the starting point for one of literature's epic journeys. Mark Twain advised us to go to paradise for the climate, but to the other place for more interesting company. In slang, we use the H word to describe something that can be given or raised, or that can zoom about on wheels. It is also the name of a town in Michigan that, on occasion, actually does freeze over. More to the point, I've often said, there's a special place in hell for women who don't help other women. That Starbucks put the declaration on a coffee cup, hence the title of this book. Although we are inescapably mortal, not every destination is final. We fill our days with projects big and small that are at any moment in various stages of completion. The fact that we pursue them on borrowed time only heightens our desire to move ahead quickly. We yearn to accomplish much that is pleasing and praiseworthy, and from the hour our primeval ancestors began painting images on cave walls, our instinct has been to leave behind a record of what we think, do, and feel. In a 2003 memoir, Madam Secretary, I write about my middle years, especially my career as a diplomat representing the United States as UN Ambassador and Secretary of State. In the more recent Prague Winter, I delve into my European childhood and the tests that my parents' generation confronted amid war and the Holocaust. In Hell and Other Destinations, I will look back on the experiences that have accompanied my attempt to navigate life's third act and steal a glance forward as well. Early in 2001, as I neared the end of my tenure at the State Department, I directed a favorite question at myself. What's next? I was but 63 years old, not ready for the rocking chair. When interviewers asked how I wished to be remembered, I replied that I didn't want to be remembered. I was still here and had plenty more I intended to do. The first step clearly was to draw up a list of priorities, but I am the sort of person who hates to rule anything out. So as I prepared for what I have called my post-government afterlife, I have ruled everything in, with results I describe in pages to come. There are many prescriptions for how best to spend our allotted time on Earth. Various expert authors counsel us to be assertive, to meditate, to avoid fatty foods, to not sweat the small stuff, and never to leave home without a gun. This book, though, isn't of the self-help type. Instead, it's a collection of stories.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?